Unauthorized use or duplication of this material without express and written permission from this site's author and or owner is strictly prohibited. Copyright Potts Care, PLLC, 2018. Sound recording copyright, Potts Care, PLLC, 2018.
Hello. We're so happy to be sharing information with you to help you through your journey to recovery. My name is Vanessa, and you'll be hearing from me a couple of times a week with new information to help you through your recovery. You'll learn more about how you became affected, how to start turning the corner, and ultimately how to manage your health. It's time to reveal what has been missed for so long in your case and what that means for you. Dr. Driscoll will be speaking with you as if you're in our offices, but you can do this from the comfort of your own home. These sessions go a bit deeper into the issues that have already been introduced to you, and a deeper understanding is important for you to be able to take the reins on your recovery. It's time to turn things around. Lately, the illness may have been on top of you. We'd like to see you on top of it, and strongly believe that this knowledge will help you get there. So to get us started, Dr. Driscoll is going to share some information with you about blood vessel inflammation. Get comfortable. Are you ready? Here is Dr. Driscoll now.
Hello, everyone. We've explained how your blood vessels can be affected by inflammation, but as a patient, how does this feel? What kinds of symptoms do we deal with when it comes to vessel inflammation? Well, the symptoms can involve most every system of the body because you have blood vessels in most every system of the body, right? This can be one reason that some doctors think we're hypochondriacs or hypervigilant. That's the term that was used in my case. As the doctors at Mayo told me, I'm perfectly normal. I'm just more aware of my own bodily functions than other people. Has this ever happened to you? I think it's a rare POTS patient who hasn't been told they must have a conversion disorder, right? Of course, this made no sense to me when I was sick because I'd been basically healthy for 46 years. I got a weird virus, then bam, within weeks, I was completely disabled by POTS. I knew that view of my illness was just plain wrong. I really feel, though, for the younger patients who don't have the history I had. If you're a teenage girl, for example, how are your symptoms going to be taken seriously when my dramatic symptoms as an adult in the medical field were brushed off so easily? We're here to change that, of course, but first, let's go ahead and explain a little bit about the role of vascular inflammation in your case while we do that, okay? You may remember that endothelial cells are the delicate cells lining the insides of your vessels. When the blood vessels become inflamed or the endothelial cells become damaged, the symptoms can be quite varied depending on what areas of your body they're serving. When first studying vascular inflammation, we turned to vasculitis patients. What do they deal with? Vasculitis is basically an autoimmune condition causing rather extreme blood vessel inflammation. You do not have vasculitis per se. Vascular inflammation. Could some of your POTS be due to the leaky vessels and/or the weak vessels allowing blood to pool? Absolutely. The good news is this is treatable. I hear many people with joint hypermobility or EDS, Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, saying that their POTS is due to their genetic tendency for weak connective tissue. But how many of these folks have vascular weakness due to inflammation, which is treatable? Are too many of us assuming that our POTS is not treatable beyond symptomatic treatment because it's due to genetic conditions? I think that's a fair number of us, actually. So we won't let you fall into that group. We are identifying the treatable aspects of your condition. Another thing I really wanted to mention to you was the mental changes, including confusion and mental fatigue. There were many reasons for the mental fatigue, and they had to be peeled back one at a time. I could have everything addressed and be doing well, but if my vessel inflammation went up for any reason, my mental changes went down immediately. I remember thinking that I had to tell patients that if vessels are inflamed, the symptom will return. You need to be consistent with treatment and understand that sometimes breakthrough symptoms will occur. This will usually pass, however, there is hope. Let's chat some more about vascular health when we return, okay? Education is power, and we want to transfer the power back to you. It's time to flip things around. Right now, the illness is likely on top of you. With treatment and persistence, you can be on top of it. Let's see what we can do to get there, okay?